Bluegrass-influenced singer-songwriter Adrienne Young is our guest on the World Cafe today with her band Little City. And we'll hear some music from her new album, The Art of Virtue, named after Ben Franklin's 18th century pamphlet. Adrienne is a fascinating, dedicated person with the songs to back up her ideas. We'll start with this performance of My Love Will Keep.
Kiss me. Were you just about to leave? Would you sit down here beside me? Maybe take a moment just to breathe. Well, I could say I'm sorry. Tell you I was wrong. If I just can't say forever, I say hereafter from now on. I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring. Trees grow tall. I love you in the fall of the year when the leaves turn brown, when the cold ground down, when the roots grow deep. Baby, my love will keep. Oh, oh, oh. Well, my love will keep.
I think it's something when artists write a song that people could use as a wedding song. I'm not sure that's it. That's sort of the...
It's been amazing. When we didn't record, we were playing that out a good 6 months before we recorded it, and would get emails from people months after we played, and they said, we remember a song, and could we use it for our wedding? And I need to work on that.
Beautiful song. Now you mentioned that with The Art of Virtue, that being here in Philadelphia, that Ben Franklin's writings had something to do with how this album, had a lot to do with how this album came together. But what were your initial thoughts before you discovered the pamphlet, The Art of Virtue? What were you thinking about that led to this album?
Really the results of the elections last November and how the leader that our country supposedly selected was a big part of that was people's interest in virtuosity and morality and family values. And all those things just seemed to me to have such broad definitions. And it just, you know, for me personally, the environment and what we pass on to our children's children's children is more important than faux nationalism or something. I don't know. Not to judge other people, but it just seems like I was really drawn to understand personally how I define those things, and as well as a collective, how do we as our country define those ideas? And so looking through the literature of yesteryear led to some very eye-opening observations that we're sort of repeating things that might have happened before.
That's something you do is to get to the roots of things. You like to find out, get down to the basics. And was that how you discovered the Art of Virtue pamphlet?
Actually, I discovered that particular pamphlet because the autobiography of Ben Franklin is available in a thrift edition for $1.25. So I bought 30 of them and gave them away to every person that would take it, because I think that's how much a book should cost. Why wouldn't, I mean, then everybody can afford it. So I am looking through that. He actually had created a very practical application for his daily efforts to become a more virtuous person. The best part was that he was such a just a very ripe, ribald individual. I mean, he sort of began the gossip column. He was very sassy and very wise and funny. And so being all those things, it wasn't that he approached the Art of Virtue because he was boring or stale. It was because he just wanted to improve his character and therefore contribute more to the greater good, which I feel like is just timeless.
Well, you mentioned making books available to more people. Of course, I think Ben Franklin was involved with that, with some of the first libraries in
sure.
our country, too. So
first prescription or subscription libraries.
Yeah. Can you do that song that that comes from The Art of Virtue, the song?
We'd love to.
Something to say, start to put my house in order, save my money for a brand new day. Gonna do just what I ought to, finish what I say I'll do. Spend my time on something useful, worry less and speak the truth. Got to learn some moderation, know just when enough's enough. I'm not afraid to
And that's the title track of The Art of Virtue, Adrian Young's new album. And how are you doing on living a virtuous life? How's it going?
Oh, goodness. That little book is tattered and torn in my purse. No, I'm actually just being aware of it is wonderful. I think that it's more thought than anything. Just even walking down the street and sort of projecting love at people or namaste or, you know, just honoring the fact that we're all here struggling to make the best of it and just sort of supporting each other is more virtue than anything.
What you're talking about, bringing it down to an individual struggle, makes it doable for us. You know, we can't control
exactly
larger political entities, but we can maybe do something with it. I know one of the things you're involved with is just in terms of how we eat and how we get our food is the whole concept of sustainable and local agriculture. That was really where you started getting involved. Did the music kind of flow out of that? Or I was always curious as to how the two were interconnected.
Well, I grew up in Florida, seventh generation Floridian, in the house that my granddad built that used to be a farm two generations ago. And of course, my parents never planted anything. And I always sort of had a real hunger in my soul to connect with nature. And when I got older and started traveling around and just meeting people that had an intimate relationship with the earth and especially people that were people that grew things, and especially folks that depended on those things growing, were so humble and so pure. And so, of course, when you're into old time and country music and bluegrass, that's all, it goes hand in hand. I mean, that music was born from a time when you just lived with the seasons and you you know, weren't too big for your britches, because if it didn't rain, you didn't eat. So it just all seemed to make sense when it all came together. And then when we did the last record, Plow to the End of the Row, which of course was a bit of advice handed down from an old farmer to me, we did form a relationship with an incredible organization that's actually based here in Pennsylvania with the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture. They work very closely with them, and it's the Food Routes Network. And you can go to their website, foodroutes.org. You put in your zip code and up will come a list of places you can go today to support family farms and sustainably grown agriculture.
Adrian, I just came back from Nashville, and people were telling me in Nashville that in terms of people going out to clubs and seeing music, that one of the hottest things, and you must have seen this growing for a while, is the growth of bluegrass again, you know, and it's sort of cyclical. Did you see that as in your travels, or at least being around your town?
I think it's that you know, I don't really believe that we play bluegrass music. I mean, not traditionally. I play clawhammer, and we don't have a mandolin player, and we also use drums. So we're sort of stretching the fundamental parameters of that music. But I think that what people are drawn towards is the fact that bluegrass and old time and country music, old country music, was from a very pure place when our culture was primarily agrarian, when most of the country was rurally based. And so when we go out and people come up afterwards and they say, I never thought I'd like bluegrass music, but, you know, I'm going to look into it, and you guys really got us excited. And I think it's more of the whole ideology that goes along with it. It's a very family-oriented music. It's also totally collective, but very strong in terms of the individual performance. So
it's like baseball. There you go. To use a totally non-connected analogy.
Hey, team spirit,
absolutely.
All the way.
Adrian Young is our guest. What's up next?
Well, how about Hills and Hollers?
What do we need to know about this one?
This song was just inspired by a lot of driving around the country and sort of pondering what used to be, and also old William Stepp's version of Bonaparte's Retreat sort of worked its way in too. One. Maybe I'm
Hills and Hollers, another one from Adrian Young and Little Sadie, The Art of Virtue, the new album. You know, you write all these, a lot of the songs you write about things kind of disappearing or things that used to be here or ideas that are kind of in the past. And yet they're such cheerful songs, Adrian.
Wow. I think that history is cheerful. It's just that we've gotten so darn distracted with, commercials and products and caffeine, and we just get so caught up, and it's just, if we just calm down and breathe and just make sure we can sit under a tree every day and wake up saying, I'm filled with joy and I really thank whatever great spirit brought us here, and then you just got to stay connected, but you have to put an effort into it for sure.
Adrian, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having us, and we'll just appreciate what you do. You just do so much to help people. I mean, you drive so many miles and play so many crazy gigs, and it's just nice to know that people want to help you get your music out there, and really appreciate it.
And thanks to Adrian Young and Little Sadie for our set of music today. That new album is called The Art of Virtue, and you can find it at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.